12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Stories welcomes you to Otherworld Seattle, a story-heavy, rules-light Call of Cthulhu actual play. And now, our keeper, Wes Otis.
Welcome to Otherworld Seattle. I am Wes Otis. I have some wonderful players for episode 5 already. Wow, we're clicking through these fast. Let's start with Saint.
Hello. I am Saint, or Saint Spider, and I am playing Bailey Wolf, our eye behind the camera.
Hey guys, I'm Mac, and I'm playing Cecil Mulgrove, and it's not paranoia if they're actually out to get you, and I still believe that. Even more after the last episode.
Hi, y'all. Jay Holtham here, playing Sean Charles, a burgeoning film director.
Hi, I am Pooja, and I'm playing Mira Rao, who, you know, if we die today, at least I got to have an affair with a ghost.
True. Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and I am playing Maribel Ochoa, and she's trying just to keep everybody alive in the woods. Before we start, please consider supporting the show through Patreon or on ko-fi.com, spelled K-O-F-I. Now, on with the show.
At this point in the series, being 5 shows in, so much has happened. So to really quickly recap, you went out in the woods to help Maribel find some missing campers. You found a trail of blood and big footprints. You encountered what you believe is Bigfoot, who was snacking away on campers across the lake. You got footage of it and luckily did not get sensed by Bigfoot and got out of there. You then were chased by men in black. 2 different cars came after you. You were in 2 different vehicles. At first you thought it might be because of Bigfoot, but then Cecil tried to contact Bacon to make sure they were okay, and instead got a creepy voice over a payphone saying, you know, where are you? What are you doing? We're coming for you. So now you wonder if Bacon was into more than just robbing from the rich and giving to the poor. After finishing your edit of the video, you went to the public access station where you were able to get it on air for about 20 minutes before the power was cut and the men in black showed up. You escaped through the tunnels underneath Seattle and made your way over to Zeus's place, woke him up very early in the morning so you could use his computer. Zeus says yes, and he takes you over to Holy Roast to use the computer. And when you get there, Cecil jumps on the computer and starts working to upload the videos. Meanwhile, Mira goes next to the window and notices that Holy Roast is the only building with any power. And that's where we're picking it up. Zeus is behind the counter cleaning cups out and getting ready for the day, while Chloe is sitting at a table working on homework again.
Zeus, are you on a generator?
Yeah, I have one downstairs. Why?
Okay.
Is there a problem?
Because the neighborhood is... the power's cut off. Do I see any of these, like, government cars or, you know, the creepy agents who all look exactly like each other because they're aliens?
No, but Zeus does say, well, turn off the lights then.
Okay, go and hit the lights real quick.
Okay, so all the lights go off. The only glow is the green lettering from the DOS coming from Cecil's computer monitor. And then just silhouettes of spindly smoke coming up through the air as she clacks away and tries to get more of her truth out there. And sure enough, just a few moments later, a car does a slow creep by. Doesn't stop, blacked out windows, Lincoln Continental with brand new hubcaps, but 1970s frame. And just rolls by. And Zeus goes, are those the people that keep bugging you? Are they with the government? Who are they?
We don't know. They didn't exactly show ID, but they've been following us.
Some kind of Men in Black bullshit.
Yeah.
They're all like creepy twins, or whatever a twin is when there's 17 of them.
A few moments later, you hear a helicopter go, not close to you all, but over the area. And the car comes by a second time, and Zeus goes, you know what? This is bullshit. I'm going to deal with this. And he walks out the front door.
No, don't you dare.
Whoa, do not.
He goes, I'll be fine. And he walks out, and the car comes by again, and Zeus is standing a few feet away, and these two guys get out. Chloe is doing her homework with a little flashlight, and the two agents get out. They look exactly the same. They go over, and they're having a conversation with Zeus. And Zeus hands them a card, and they look at the card, and then they look back up at Zeus, and then they get inside the car, and then they drive off. And then he comes back in. He says, all right, they're federal agents. It's creepy that they look the same, but I gave them the phone number to my attorney. If they want to talk to you all, they're going to have to talk through my attorney. I took care of it. And then he turns back on the lights.
Who's your attorney?
Well, it's my Aunt Themis.
Oh, okay. What does she practice?
She's basically a defense attorney.
Okay.
And those guys just accepted that without saying anything else.
Yeah, I convinced them it was the best thing to do. I mean, this is America. We're free, right? And then he goes back and starts drinking some coffee.
Wait, did you tell them that we were here, or did you say that you were by yourself?
I told them we were here.
Oh, shit.
Jesus. Oh, no.
You're all safe. Don't worry. They're not going to come back.
Are all the lights still off in the whole neighborhood? We're now illuminated again?
Actually, a few moments after he comes in, all the lights come back on throughout the neighborhood.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Upsetting.
This is, this is all disturbing. I am not enjoying this.
Where else can we go?
I told you, you're all safe now. Just keep uploading your videos and have some more coffee. They're gone. Like I said, they'll call my aunt and she'll deal with them.
I'm trying to link here what I can roll to see if this guy is lying through his teeth.
Oh, if Zeus is lying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
All right, then. Give me a psychology roll.
Yes. Let's see. I mean, I only have a 20. Oh, I did make it. That's 14.
Nice.
Nice.
He's totally telling the truth.
Okay. All right.
I'm curious about if these people really left. I kind of want to, like, either do a little, like, casual perimeter stroll.
Like, dip out the back and go look around?
Yeah, just glance. I'm not trying to, like, put myself out on the streets.
I get it.
But I'm also curious because I'm like, okay, my camcorder definitely has night vision, and I just want to find something. I've been failing you all. but let me... I want to check. Just see. Is the car around still?
All right, so let's say you go out the back door and let's do a stealth roll. Do you have stealth?
Oh, yes, I do. I have 40 on stealth, so we'll see. Oh, I got a 1.
Whoa!
Stealthiest.
That's actually a critical success. Those don't happen as often in this game.
Too bad. I feel like I wasted it.
You're literally like suspending yourself out of the corner and ceiling.
Yes.
You walk through the back alleys, kind of looking down to street level so that, you know, because you don't want to be seen by the cars. And about a block and a half away, you see two cars parked. One's the Caddy and one's the Lincoln. All four of the men in black that have been following you are standing outside. They can't see you at all. You've rolled so well that they're not going to notice you.
We are the night.
Yes.
You get close enough to hear them say, "We can't touch them now. They have protection. We're going to have to deal with this lawyer. We'll have to bide our time. And hopefully they won't find anything else out." And then they get in the car and they drive away. And I'm going to also say, because you critically succeeded, you don't need to make a photograph roll. Or do you want to film them?
I was about to ask, could I film them?
Yeah, with a crit success, I'm going to say you can film them without making a roll. So that's the little bonus you got from doing so well. So you film the whole little interaction. I mean, the audio's spotty because you're so far away, but you're able to get most of the interaction.
Awesome. All right, I'm definitely going to squirrel right back into the cafe there and be like, "Hello. I just saw this." Wha-bam. Show them the mini screen, and then maybe I'll also talk over it to say, "Well, I actually heard this. You can't hear it on the video, but they also said these things in perfect English. I was expecting it to be a non-recognizable language, so okay."
And just out of the corner, Zeus says, "See, I told you, you're fine. They won't touch you. They'll go through my aunt. It'll be all good."
Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Actually saved our hides.
So here's the question, I guess, now. Zeus is fine with Cecil staying here all day, you know, uploading stuff and doing whatever they need to do with the computer. So I guess my question is, are we separating and going to do different things and then coming back together at night? All of you probably need to get at least a couple hours of sleep, except for Cecil, who's a hacker. So who knows when they, whenever she can find a perch to go upside down on and sleep like a bat.
I think you're getting me confused with my game character.
Yeah. So what would everyone like to do? And we can separate completely. All five of you can go in different directions, and then we'll pull it all back together this evening to decide what the next phase of this plan is. There's a lot of threads to pull.
If I don't go into work today, we're going to have bigger problems than weird government dudes because my mother will come.
Yeah, we don't want that.
And she's going to throw that pager. Yeah.
So what time of day is this now?
It's 5 in the morning and it's raining outside right now. It's very overcast.
Okay. Going to say to Bailey, I guess we should take the footage and that we have and like hide it all somewhere.
Yeah. And I'm thinking I probably need to check back in, make sure I haven't had any visitors at my own place, because I know landlord Emily is not paying attention to nothing over there.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea for all of us. Just make sure nothing's been disturbed.
Cecil, you stay here doing what you're doing. And then I guess, yeah, we should all go home and probably shower, too.
Yeah, we were out in the woods all day.
Yeah. Chloe looks up from her textbooks and says, "You know, if you all want to leave your footage at my dad's place, we can do that. They're not going to go in there, obviously."
Yeah, but they know that we're all connected now.
Yeah.
Okay, just an offer.
Yeah, I think I'd feel more comfortable if we stashed it in Weirdo Video.
Okay.
Take it from there.
All right. She goes back to her history books.
I look at her, looking at her history books, and just kind of mumble, "It's all bullshit in that anyway."
She turns to you and says, "Pretty much, yeah, most of this stuff didn't happen this way, but I still have to put in the paper."
Fair enough.
Kudos, Chloe.
So let's then go around the virtual table. We'll start with Jay and Sean. Sean, you want to head to Weirdo Video with the tapes to stash them?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. At this point, the place is empty. It still reeks of pot and whatever hippie orgy was going on the night before. You drop off the stuff and then you head back to your underground apartment, correct?
That's right. My basement apartment with my ferret.
Okay. So when you get back to your place, sure enough, the door has been jimmied open and everything has been ransacked.
Oh, man.
They pulled the place apart looking for something. and the two milk crates that you got from behind the Ralph's or whatever the grocery store that you use as a coffee table have been pushed over. Your futon has been ripped open with a knife. They've gone through everything.
Rude. Do I look like I know how to sew things up? No.
Your ferret is okay.
Okay. Whew. Not Rodney.
It's real creepy. They went through everything. You didn't have anything but your stash there, and your stash was left alone. What do you want to do?
It's a really good question. I'm trying to think. So my place has been ransacked. They didn't take anything because there was nothing for them to take. Yeah, I don't want to stay here. So, you know what? I am going to call a friend, Sam. Just be like, hey, long story, but do you mind if I, like, crash on your couch for a couple of days?
No problem. Pete just left a couple of days ago, so the couch is now free again. Come on over.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll grab up Rodney and throw some boxers and t-shirts and jeans into a, you know, duffel bag. Lock the door behind me as best I can, secure the place, and fuck right off.
So you get over to Sam's place, and he is the guy who always has at least two or three people just crashing at his place. So yeah, he had no problem with you hanging out. He's like, hey man, rough night. You look like it's been a while since you've got any sleep.
Yeah, it was, I don't want to go into it. It's a whole thing. Like, my landlord's being real weird about some stuff, and there's just, I don't know, some weirdness at work, and I just figured it might be good to just get the heck out of there for a couple of days. And
no problem, you know. Come on in and make yourself at home, get some sleep. I'm going to work right now. If you need anything, eat, do whatever. I'll talk to you later.
I am going to crash right out. Thanks.
He heads out, and you get to crash, and we'll come back to you. Just so you know, speaking of Elijah also just lets you all know that he's going to go home, even though he's got to deal with his parents, who, whenever they're awake, they're arguing for some reason. But he'll contact you all later.
It's called divorce, Elijah.
Yeah. Mira, where are you going?
I'm going to go back to my place and check in on Shannon.
Okay. So when you get to your place, the door is also jimmied. And there's a faint smell of blood in the air.
Oh, no. And I'm going to go in. Osiris, Isis, Shannon?
Well, the cats are okay, but there is a strange greenish fluid that is all over your entryway and drug into your living room and bits of what looks like skin. And maybe parts of what might be bones. You're not sure. They look weird. Can I get a resolve check, please?
Yes, this seems like a good time for that. I got a 4. Why can't I roll like this when I'm actually rolling skill?
So you're okay. What do you want to do?
Okay. First things first. I'm going to go straight for the brooch. The cats are okay. I'm going to go for the brooch.
You gingerly walk through your entryway.
I tiptoe the best I can in my giant ass boots.
Puddles of greenish fluid. Your cats are under the bed in the corner, not coming out. And the brooch is gone. And suddenly you hear the phone ring behind you.
Ah! And I go and I pick it up. What the fuck is going on?
Honey, why aren't you here yet? You've missed so much work and we need your help right now. I mean, your friend is here with us now, but I don't understand why you
My
didn't...
friend? Who is over there?
Shannon. She came over and I called and she was at your place and said that you were out and that she was staying there. And she came over to visit.
So we'll come right back to you in a few minutes. All right, so let's jump over to Bailey. Bailey, you head back to your place, and Emily is sitting at the pool, which is near your little pool house, and she's sipping tea, and she goes, are you okay?
Just a little tired, you know. What makes you ask that?
Well, last night, two people came by, two gentlemen. I called the police because you weren't home, and chased them off. They were trying to get into your domicile, as it were. I was concerned about your... Are you all right?
Yeah, actually, I wasn't even here, but you said you chased them away?
Well, the police did.
Oh,
I let them know in a very old lady fashion that the police were on their way, and they left.
I'm so sorry.
That's
I would
okay.
never have thought that would any of this would come down to you. Please, I really love living here.
Sweetie, it's fine. I'm not expecting you to leave. You know, when I was a kid, we had lots of people come by and try to force us out of our house, and it was a terrible time. I wouldn't do that to somebody else.
I'm really appreciative, and I promise that this, well, I'm hoping that this is not going to ever come up again. I'm totally fine. It's just some friends of mine. They're being a little rowdy, and sometimes that's splashes back on the non-rowdy, which I promise I am, because I love living here.
I don't think these were your friends.
What did they look like, by any chance?
Well, they looked like twins, and they had on black suits, so I felt like they were more government types. Like I said, government shouldn't be allowed to come into your place anytime they want. They didn't have a warrant, and they didn't have badges or any proof of ID, so I made them leave. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not going to kick you out. I'm just glad that you're okay. Would you like a biscuit? Some tea?
You know, honestly, I think I would like some tea.
As you talk with Emily, she explains that she was the youngest of her family to try and escape Germany during World War II. She lost everyone, and she made her way over to Brazil at first, and then up into America, where she lived in an orphanage until she became an adult. Emily has a very strong dislike for most government agencies. She's always wary of them coming in and trampling people's rights. So she's very vigilant about who comes on the property and who is allowed to go into any of the buildings. So that is the story that Emily tells you of her past.
That makes Bailey feel comfortable for the first time in days. kind of like in a... Still much is out there that is unknown and dangerous, but it's like, oh my god, at least she's chill. And now Bailey's wondering, like, should I just, like, let her know, like, what, how crazy this shit is? Because
it's up to you. It's your call if you want to tell her the story of the last few days.
So I'm like, we literally saw Bigfoot eating bodies. I'm just like, how would I
protect the grandma at all costs?
Okay, I'll just let her know. It's like, Emily, I'm okay. It's a little more than friends being rowdy, but I promise you that I will do my best to make sure that none of this gets any more out of hand than it has. And I know, Bailey, as she's saying this, knows she has no control over that. But I'm so endeared to her even more. I just have to say that.
She goes, don't worry, I understand. And look, I've got something for you. And she opens up this purse and pulls out a .22 and says... Now, this doesn't have any serial number on it, so don't get caught with it. But it's for protection, okay? Just hold, you know, just to make sure if you get in trouble. And like I said, I'll keep the house safe. Now, go get some sleep, dear. And she gets up and takes her tea and starts walking back up to her house.
I'm shocked. Me and the character of Bailey are shocked. And,
she offhandedly says, just make sure the safety's off, dear. and then goes inside.
I very gingerly hold this. I'm like, okay, because I've got no firearm skill at all. Oh, I guess I've got the base. And I had my other stuff with me, so I put it next to the camera in the camera bag and very carefully walk to my a domicile.
Okay.
Yes.
So we'll say you go to sleep probably after 10 minutes of deep thinking. Let's jump over to Michelle. So where Maribel goes back to her place?
Well, Maribel starts driving back to her place, and it starts sinking in just how disturbing a lot of this is, like being followed and whatnot. And so she just keeps driving until she gets to her parents' place, which is about an hour outside of Seattle. And yes, she wants the comfort of her parents, but she more wants the comfort of her dad's, like where he keeps his rifles. So
so your dad is probably in his, I'm going to say 50s at this point, but he's still in really good shape. He's out there chopping wood in the morning and whatever. You've always lived near nature, so their place is kind of on the fringe as well. It's a nice house, but the woods are not far away. Your father looks like he's very surprised to see you as you drive up.
I just walk up and I give my dad a big old hug.
He smells like sweat and pine cones and whatever.
He's the brawny man.
He's like, why are you here?
It's a really long story, Dad.
Well, luckily, I'm semi-retired. Let's go inside and have a cup of coffee and talk. You don't look like you've slept much.
I haven't slept all night. And I'll be honest, I'm scared.
Well, let's go inside. So you walk inside and you see your parents are in the living room tied to chairs. There's a guy in a black suit standing next to them. And all of a sudden, the guy next to you morphs from your dad into some kind of weird robot thing. Can I get a resolve check, please?
What the what?
I made it 42 under my 67.
What do you want to do? And to be clear, the guy next to you is straight up a robot. You can tell it's not one of the men in black.
I say, you need to let my parents go or Themis is going to be on your ass.
You mean the attorney? We know. We just want to talk, but we have to get your attention somehow.
There are better ways to get my attention than this.
Really, you keep running away and now you're hiding behind a lawyer. We'll let them go, but you come with us and you have a conversation with us. That's what we want. Do you think you're the only one that we're coming after? It's your choice.
And what are you going to do if I say no?
Well, we'll drag you out of here anyway, and we might do something terrible to your parents just for annoying us. Time's ticking.
I need to see you untie them and I need to see you walk away.
You don't have many bargaining chips right now. Go ahead, get in the car.
And you don't have much of a choice because I've got a lawyer. I'm trying to sound as important as possible.
And what's her phone number? Do you want to do fast talk roll?
Oh, God, my fast talk's terrible. I did not make it.
You're going to go out with the robot and we will let your parents go, and they will walk out on the porch, and you'll see them as we drive away. But not until you get in the car. That's the deal. Or we drag you out, and one of them doesn't make it out of here. It's your call.
Fine. And I walk out with them.
So you get in the back seat of the car, and sure enough, your parents come out, and they have untied them. The robot gets in the passenger seat, and then the man in black gets in the driver's seat, and you pull away, and we'll get back to you.
Bastards.
Let's jump over to Mac, who is uploading stuff to the internet still. Cecil, is that what you wanted to do, or is there anything else you want to do as this? Because literally, it's put everything up on the internet and hope the connection doesn't break. Because I don't know if all of you remember, but in the 90s, the connection sucked. Sometimes it would just stop.
I want to get what I can out there, but I also know that this is a lot bigger at this point. And I want to do some digging, if I can, online, some hackery bullshit, and see if I can find out what Bacon was really up to.
Okay, so let's make a hackery bullshit skill roll.
Yay! Come on, dice. I got a 30 under my 80.
So what you find out is that Bacon stole from an account that was on the government black budget. A black budget is a top secret, basically covert ops budget that's off the books that is for anything that's classified. The funds he stole were helping with different governmental projects throughout the United States. These are the same kind of budgets that fund black sites for the CIA and other nefarious things that our government does. Bacon stole from something really, really dangerous to steal from.
Damn it, Bacon.
Yeah, he stole money from all the black ops in the United States government, basically.
Does Zeus have a printer?
Yes. It's one of those dot matrix printers with that. Sure. You have to put the paper in with the little holes down the side.
Yeah. Because I want to print up some of, like, whatever documentation I can.
Sure.
About it and print it up. And I want to stash it somewhere in Holy Roast, I think. Like, even without Zeus seeing that I'm stashing it somewhere.
No problem. So, yeah, you do all that. Is there anything else as you're uploading that you want to do, or?
I mean, I figure, like, as things are uploading and as bits and pieces are getting out, you know, I'm probably getting pinged messages and stuff about it from. So I imagine most of my time is fielding stuff from other people that are getting this information and.
Right.
And trying to figure out stuff about Bacon. And I think that's probably the full breadth of what I can do right now.
Cool. Sounds good. Around, the doors open around like 7 o'clock for Holy Roast.
Mm-hmm.
So around 7 o'clock, Zeus starts, you know, working, and an employee comes in, and Chloe leaves to go to school, and you just keep doing your thing in the corner, hacking away. Pooja, Mira hears this over the line.
Oh, when are you coming back over? You're supposed to be working, and your friend came over for some reason, and we're having a lovely conversation. She's very nice.
That's great, Mama. Can I just talk to Shannon for a second?
Sure.
Hands the phone over.
Oh, hey, where are you? You didn't come home last night.
I'm at home now.
Oh, God, sorry about the mess. We'll clean it up later.
What is it?
Some rude person tried to get into your house, and I took care of them.
Oh, that...
And then I followed one of them over to your parents' house where they were about to go inside, and I took care of them too.
Wow, that's... Well...
I talked with your mom yesterday before they even showed up. I guess they were... I don't know. Can they follow where the telephone signals go now or something?
Honestly, I'm not quite sure, but they have been following us, like, all night. That's why I didn't come home earlier. But thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm just going to bring Isis and Osiris to work, I guess.
Oh, they're probably scared to death. I'm sure that's a good thing to do.
But I'll see you over there in, let me know. I know it'll probably be about an hour.
Sure.
I gotta get into the, you know, work mode.
Well, absolutely. Your mom and I are just, you know, eating breakfast and talking.
The cringe face that Mira is making when about this entire situation is very strong. But trying to play it off, staring at the goo and bits of things. But I'll see you in a little bit.
Okay. See you soon.
This is actually kind of hot.
And on that thought, she like goes and like gets the cats and changes and gets into work mode and whatever, and then goes to work.
So Jay, you wake up a few hours later, and you know that it's been a couple of days since you've been into work. You dropped off the stuff this morning when no one was there, but you know that you probably have a shift coming up.
Yeah, I should get to work.
Okay. So you show up and Dana's there. She works kind of the midday shift. It's probably a little past 11 or whatever. She goes, "Hey, how you doing?"
It's been a couple of days, let me tell you.
Well, that's good. I mean, it took me literally 2 hours to clean this place out this morning. It was terrible.
Oh, man, right? And that party, Jesus.
It's like a monthly thing it's becoming.
Yeah.
Sometimes he forgets he's here and just falls asleep in aisle three. At least he's good with paying us and everything. That's good.
Yeah, just make sure that you really clean that spot.
Yeah.
Document. That's who knows.
I keep telling him we need to put in tile flooring, but he's not listening.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm just going to go back to the office and, like, hang out until my shift starts, all right?
Yeah, that's cool. Hey, there was a couple of weird guys in here, like, an hour ago looking for you.
Weird, like, how weird?
Like, they looked like they were from some kind of MTV video or whatever. They were driving an old car and dressed up in, you know, suits and shit.
What did they say?
They said that they needed to have a conversation with you. I said, well, I don't know when he works next, which it's a total lie because, you know, there's three of us. Anyway, but yeah, I told them I didn't know when you were going to come back because I got the vibe that you might not want to talk to them.
Yeah, I definitely don't. I definitely do not. Thanks. That was good. They didn't, like, freak you out or anything, did they?
Well, besides their appearance, no. But they left this card with just a phone number on it and a diamond in the corner. Some kind of weird shit. I don't know. Here.
I'll take the card. I'll put the card in my bag. I go, all right, well, if they come back, you haven't seen me, and you don't know when I'm coming in.
I don't.
Great.
So you head back to the back. And what do you want to do?
I want to go collect the footage from where I've hidden it, sort of in the stacks of videotapes, and make sure that I've got that on my person.
You do?
Right. And then honestly, dude, just want to, I'll go sit in the office and pick up the phone, and I guess I'll start trying Bailey and Maribel and Mira, and I guess Holy Rose is the last place I saw Cecil.
Mira has headed out to her parents. You probably get her answering machine, which probably plays like the Smiths or Morrissey or something.
Right.
Bailey, you wake up to the sound of your phone ringing.
Oh, Jesus. Hello?
Hey, it's Sean.
Oh, my God. You're okay. Thank goodness.
I'm okay. You're okay. What's going on?
We're being stalked. Like,
yeah.
It's out of control. And my poor old landlady, like,
what?
She gave me a 22.
What?
She gave me a I've never touched a gun in my life. What the hell is going on?
What the hell? Weird.
Bailey's just staring at it next to her camera in the bag, like,
I mean, I guess it'll probably come in handy, but yeah, so it looks like they kicked in the door at my place, ransacked my place, so I got out of there. I crashed at my friend Sam's place.
Did they take anything?
Doesn't seem like it. It's hard to tell. But, you know, it was just a mess. So I was like, I don't want to be there. I just got to work, and apparently those weird men in black dudes are looking for me. Thankfully, Dana covered for me, so... but it's bad. That's not good.
And I know that in the past we've had some differences, but is Rodney okay?
Rodney's fine. I've got him with me. He's fine.
And, like, we can't exist in the same space, but, you know, I don't want anything to happen to him.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, we'll see.
Well, shit. Okay. We're literally being hunted like rabbits.
Yeah, we gotta figure out. I don't know. Maybe we should...
Holy Rose, see if we can get up with Cecil, and maybe Maribel and Mira will show up there. Because I tried Mira. She's not home.
Hmm.
Have you heard from anyone else?
No, I've been unconscious. It's been taking a toll on me.
Yeah, no, it was a lot happened. A lot went down.
Did Dana say anything? Like, did these people?
They just, no, she just said they came looking around, they left a card with a number on it and some black diamond. They say they want to talk, but I don't want to talk to them.
A card? Okay. Well, I think you're right about the Holy Roast. That's like the only place we've been even remotely safe.
Yeah, I kind of have to do my shift here. Dana's going to be leaving in a little while. Why don't you come here? I can give you the stuff. And you can take it to the Holy Roast, and I'll meet you there as soon as I can get off.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
All right, yeah.
So you hang up with Bailey, mm-hmm. and Bailey, you head out?
Yeah, I'm going to bring... Well, we have all the footage is at the video store, right?
Right, correct. And there's also a copy of it. There was a copy at the store, and then there's a copy with Cecil, who is uploading stuff as we speak.
Right. Okay, good. So then I'm just thinking, like, what should I have on me in case shit goes down? Well, you know, I'm going to bring our trusty camcorder, and perhaps I forgot to check even if the .22 is loaded.
It is.
Okay. Do I know that?
Yeah, it's
okay.
Yeah, you can tell. Oh, you can tell it's loaded.
Against my better judgment, because I've never handled a gun before, I think I'm paranoid enough to bring it along. So we got a camera and a gun now.
Right.
A camera and a gun. A camera and a gun.
You swing by Weird Video, but let's go back to Jay real quick, who's making phone calls. Sean's making phone calls while you're on your way over there. Who do you call next?
Let's see. I tried Mira, then I called Bailey, so I'll try Maribel.
Okay. Maribel's phone, after a couple of rings, a very worried voice answers the phone.
Who is this? I'm sorry, who is this?
No, it's Sean. I was trying to reach Maribel. Is she there? Have you talked to her?
No, she came out to our house, and we were accosted by these two people in black suits.
What?
They tied us up, and then they took Maribel about an hour and a half ago. And so we drove into town. We're looking for her. They told us we can't call the cops or they'll do something terrible, and we don't know what to do. This is her mother, and we're Agnes. Do you know where she is? Who is this?
This is her friend Sean. I don't know where she is, but that's not great. You should don't stay here in town. You should go back home and lock your doors and don't answer for anybody. And we'll try to find her. Okay.
All right. Well, here's my phone number. We'll go back there, and if you hear from her at all, please give us a call. We'll wait a few hours, and I don't know. I mean, they said we can't call the police, and
yeah.
Anyway, call me if you find anything from them, hear anything.
Absolutely, I will. I will absolutely call right away. All right.
All right.
So when you hang up with her, a few moments later, Bailey shows up to get the footage to go over to Holy Roast. So the two of you are finally together.
Yeah, I pull Bailey into the office and I'm like, okay, we have a problem.
Yes, but what's your perspective on it? Any updates?
This is the update. I just called Maribel. I talked to her parents, and it sounds like she's been taken by these men in black dudes somewhere?
Last night? This morning?
This morning, I guess, yeah. They showed up at her parents' house and grabbed her there, she said. I don't know how that all went down, but they've got her, and they drove off somewhere with her, and I don't know what to do.
Honestly, me neither.
Yeah.
I know that they know where all of our everything is. Sorry. So if you can't reach Maribel, then have you been able to reach Cecil? Have you, like, can we go to the whole...
I haven't tried Cecil yet, so I mean, I guess we should try Holy Roast, but I don't know if there's anywhere safe.
We don't even know where Elijah is. I guess we should try to find him. Oh my god, maybe we should just call Zeus's aunt.
Well, listen, I'm stuck here at work, so I think Bailey, you think you've got to just go to Holy Roast and talk to Cecil and try to figure out what the next plan is. And yeah, maybe it's call Zeus's people. Here's the card that they left here for me. Good luck. I'm here. Take all the footage. I should have nothing.
My inventory is full.
Yeah.
Can I use spot hidden on this card?
Oh, there's no reason to. It's pretty straightforward. It's just a basic card. So there's no extra thing on here. It's one of those cards that they, you know, in the 80s, they'd just be like, here's a card. You know, it's playing card with a black diamond on it.
I can't try to recognize that black diamond at all.
You can if you want. Why don't you make an occult roll?
Oh, yeah. I have very little in that. This should be good. let me verify. la, 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 la.
Oh, actually, I have a pretty good occult, so I didn't even think about that.
Maybe you do it.
Yeah, let me try to look at the app. This is the first time I've really looked at the card. And that did me no good. It's a 65 over my 40.
Okay, so.
I have 40. I'm willing to try.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Oh, I got 30.
Yeah. Excellent. Make sure you make a mark next to it so that you can take it up later. The diamond, it looks like a symbol that you've seen from a casino that you see at late night on commercials. So they're like, come down to Reno and visit Jack's Blackjack. And they always use the same swishing symbol. It's a diamond, but it has some extra little flourishes inside of it that you recognize.
Interesting. And I've only seen it on
this late night commercials. Yeah.
Right. Okay, cool. And could I possibly do a history roll to see if there's anything historical? I'm trying to use my skills.
Right now, no. You'd have to have some kind of, like, it, maybe if you, you know, gave Cecil the information, she could look something up, or you go to a library or something like that. But in weirdo videos right here, there's not really much.
Yeah.
No.
And I do have a decent library use, but I'd love to take this to Cecil. Okay. So we got the card, got the footage, my backpack is on my back. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to journey off to Zeus's. Hopefully I will see you later.
Cool. So let's jump back over to Michelle, Maribel. They take you to a warehouse way outside of the city. They said, all right, come on. We're going to have a conversation. They open the door. Are we going to have to drag you, or are you going to get out?
I get out, but I'm not happy.
As you come in, you hear the sounds of screaming, you know, and then you'll hear the sounds of large amounts of electricity and then screaming. And they open a door. Make me a education roll. Just roll against your education.
84, and I have a 79 education.
So there's some guy hooked up. He's in shackles. He looks like he's probably in his late 20s. He's dripping in sweat. They have a wet towel over his head, and they're using a car battery and jumper cables to make him scream. And they're yelling at him. And then the second the door opens, they stop. He just sits there sobbing as they put you in a chair about 10 feet away. And they go, all right, it's time for us to get to the bottom of everything. And that's where we're going to stop this episode.
Yikes.
Oh, my goodness.
Not cool.
Well, thank you all so much. This was an incredibly intense episode. I appreciate everybody hanging in there for it. As usual, it was a lot of fun, and I hope everyone enjoyed it. Let's find out where we can find all these cool players. This time, let's start with Michelle.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and you can find me on the Twitter at Michulu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can also find my music through Plate Mail Games on DriveThruRPG, or you can subscribe through BattleBards.
Hey, guys. I have been and will continue to be Mac Beauvais. You can find me online as at StrangeLikeThat. That's the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebooks, and my website.
Hello, I'm Saint or Saint Spider, and you can find me on Twitter at Saint Spider TV, all one word, or you can find me on Twitch at twitch.tv/SaintSpider.
Hi, y'all. Jay Holtham here. You can find me on the socials at Jay Holtham in all the places where you are social online, and you can find me playing games with Happy Jacks and on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel.
Hi, I'm Pooja. You can find me on Twitter at LADESIGirl. That's L-A-D-E-S-I girl. And pretty much everywhere else is Forgotten Saves. I also play other TTRPGs with Happy Jacks RPG and with It's Probably Okay on their Twitch channel. So basically, I follow Jay around.
And weirdly, I follow Pooja around. So I don't know how it works.
And I am Wes Otis, the purveyor of cringy faces of this game. Thank you all so much for listening. If you'd like to help out the podcast, you can do three things or all of three things. Give us a review, give us a shout out on social media, or join us either over on Patreon or at 12 Side Stories Patreon, or join us on our Ko-fi page where we are raising money for our wonderful cast. So either any of those things is awesome. On Twitter, we are 12 and then Sided Stories, the number 12 and then Sided Stories, and on Instagram. And then our website is 12 Sided Stories, all written out. You can find me at Plate Mail Games. You can find the audio at BattleBards and DriveThruRPG. We hope that you're enjoying our other game, and we will talk to you soon. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.